All right, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, He's brought us here. I'm thankful to God, and I believe I announced on Sunday that the Lord encouraged my heart into the book of James. And I have to tell you that I don't believe I've ever maybe been as excited about a Bible study in some respects as the Lord prepared my heart for this study. And just continue to trust Him. I ask you, and I'm confident that you do. You pray that the perfect, all and complete will of God goes forth, that we rightfully divide the truth, that the anointing, praise the Lord, would be greatly upon each and every one of us. But I believe James is a book that is so often misunderstood. I believe I've maybe heard it more misinterpreted than any other book maybe in the Bible. Often overlooked, often passed over. But I want you to know, by God's grace, very, very necessary, as we know it's the Word of God. Don't slight numbers either. There's much to glean in everything that God has for us, and obviously it's all in His Word. But it's necessary, brothers and sisters, in that it truly promotes a life that will be grown up into Him in all things. It truly will bring a life that will be perfect and complete in all the will of God. It will be a testimony and a wondrous testimony to others. You know, people ask about how things change in their home. How can things change in my life? Yield to God. Yield to God. It's amazing what will happen. And see, you can't yield to God for somebody else. You're going to have to go alone. By God's grace, we go alone. I think of the married couples that come in and all of these things. And, you know, we're going to do this together. We're going to do that together. No, you walk alone with the Lord. And you walk with the Lord, and it's amazing the oneness that you'll have with the people of God. And I pray and I hope that your spouse is a brother or sister in Christ. But trust that. That's what it will do. That's what will bring you and make you one. He has made you one, but walk in that oneness. And this is this oneness that He's bringing us into in this testimony that we have as we yield to God. And also I think of James, and Brother Copley noted as well too, may we never forget that all Scripture is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. And you'll find that in 2 Timothy 3:16. And you think about that instruction in righteousness, brothers and sisters. I believe that the bride of Christ, she is clothed with the righteousness of saints. I believe that Brother Paul said that if there's anything to be found in when Jesus Christ finds, you know, basically appears, is what he's saying there, let me just be found only in His righteousness. So there's something about this that's it's wonderful. It is a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's written throughout the Word of God. Now, as we begin here, I'm sure you've heard many strong feelings as well expressed about this book. And I believe that I've always kind of heard it in two different camps. And the first camp of extreme feeling really comes from Grace Saints. James wrestled with legality. You'll just read that throughout there. You'll see that it hints at legality all the time. And you know, I want to ask you a question here. Didn't the Holy Spirit give inspiration to man to write the Word of God? Isn't this written all by God? Isn't this God's Word? It is God's Word. Now, let me tell you something. He chooses whom He wants. And those vessels were chosen of God. Absolutely perfect. But God wrote the Word of God. And Jesus Christ is the Word of God. So understand this, brothers and sisters, that there is nothing but grace in every single one of these words and every single one of these pages. Praise be to God. And then the second camp is the legal-minded saint. Oh, this is the standard. We love to go back into James. See, faith without works is dead. How many times have you heard that? See, if you ain't got works, you ain't saved. Huh? Come on now, I know you've heard that. I've heard it many times, and my heart just hurts. But brothers and sisters, let there be no doubt, Ephesians 2:8. You're saved by grace through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works. Amen. Lest any man should boast. Now, this wonderful book of James does not contradict any of Paul's epistles, nor does Paul's epistles contradict anything in James. Isn't that marvelous? You know why? Because it's got one writer, God. And God's perfect. God has a oneness that's beyond anything we could ever imagine. Praise His name. But I want you to understand very clearly, and I believe we'll see it by His Spirit, that the book of James reveals that works are not a means of salvation, brothers and sisters. They're not a means to salvation. We know that the saving comes through grace. But it's the proof and the evidence and the testimony to others that we possess and live our salvation by the blood of Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you thankful? How many of you, and I don't need to show a hands, but I'm confident, everyone here, at one time or another, somebody's come up to you and say, what's different about you? How about you're a Christian, aren't you? How many times have you said that maybe to somebody else too, that you've seen, that the Lord has pointed out? Never even said a word, but the countenance, brothers and sisters, the testimony, the working of faith. And you know what the working of faith is? It's the evidence of Jesus Christ. That's a Christian. That's a Christian. Praise be to God. And the greatest evidence of it all, their love one for another. Praise His name. So this is what we're talking about here. This is what God will bring us into. And Brother Copley goes on to sweetly state that James, brothers and sisters, is faith made practical. And that goes back to our testimony. And I think about what a precious gift our testimony is, what God gave us. See, we don't carry around, in a sense, a picture in our wallet or in our purses of Jesus Christ. He gave us something far more precious and far more special than that. By His grace, if we'll yield to God, His picture should be right here. The evidence of Jesus Christ should be everywhere in our lives, brothers and sisters. How do you keep from not getting mad when somebody does something like that to you? How are you so calm losing a job? You're sick unto death, and yet you're praising the Lord. What's the matter with you? That's the testimony of the love of God. That's the testimony, praise God, of the working of faith in our lives. You know, you just believe Him. You come to a point in your life by God's grace. And usually it's in a trial that He gets you into. That finally, as we were so precious to come and rejoice in on Sunday, one that gets you completely on your face and just stay on your face. And you say, God, it's got to be You. And praise the Lord. You see that working of faith. And that working of faith. Whom He loves, He chastens. Whom He loves, He chastens. And boy, does He want a lover out of you, doesn't He? Praise be to God. Well, He's a lover. That's what He's looking for. And He's the lover of our souls. And it's wonderful. But I'm kind of led to state it like this too, brothers and sisters. May by the grace of God we quit living a life of hypocrites. And I'm going to say it like this. Be who you are in Christ Jesus. He's given you a life that lives only by faith. Now live it. Be who you are. God made you that way. He gave you that life to believe Him. Do you understand that? You think about how we rejoiced on Sunday of and in the life of Jesus Christ. The perfect Lamb. He couldn't be anything but obedient. And praise be to God, that's the life I have. Amen. Now I understand there's a fight going on. Don't think I'm getting nutty on you here. I understand that very well. But I know who I am in Christ. And I know that that life is faith. And I know that life believes the Father. And I know that life, by the grace of God, obeys the Father. And that's the life I now live. Because I'm crucified with Christ. And I don't want to be, in a sense, in that lie of the enemy that keeps bringing these things back up into my life and say, oh, look, that's who you are. You're that wicked thing. You're that. No, I'm new. Praise God, Christ lives in me. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. This isn't strange. This is just who you are. And by the grace of God, through faith, Not through me claiming something, but through faith, the gift from God. I believe it. And the transformation happens, doesn't it? From glory to glory into His image. What do you think? Come on now. See, you weren't the man or woman in Christ you were a day ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago. Oh, no. It's increasing at an increasing rate. Praise be to God. All right. Now, I think He's again working. Praise His name. But brothers and sisters, when we yield to that life, the evidence will be the fruit of the Spirit. And it'll be the fruit of the Spirit all over the place when you really yield. It doesn't just come out here at church. Huh? It doesn't just come out on Sundays for 2 hours. Right? Maybe it goes on to Wednesday for an hour. Huh? Hour and a half? No. It's all over the place. It's all the time. By God's grace, because it's His life. You can't stop it. It's a mighty rushing river. Praise His name. And don't try to stop it by God's grace. Don't try to harbor it in. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And I know you believe or you wouldn't be here. Believe Him for this, brothers and sisters. This is the faith that He's given, and that faith, by the grace of God, will show itself so mighty in the works of love. See, the bride, brothers and sisters, is altogether lovely. And the effects and the evidence of her walk lives in the Scriptures. She is captivating. She does nothing to make offense to the gospel of Christ. She does not make void the law, but through faith establishes it. And you'll read that in Romans 3:31. And I truly believe, brothers and sisters, that the love of God, when it really begins to take hold of our lives, there becomes a desire for consistency. There does, huh? I have to tell you, I'm so thankful to God of all the types in our lives that He gives us. You know, you look at, you know, kind of growing up. And you maybe, you know, had this little girlfriend and they called it puppy love here and all of these things. But then there's one that just absolutely captivates you. And that consistency, there's something about it. And it's just there. You can't explain it. It's just what it is. It's love. But when Jesus Christ and that love and that vision of that love becomes such a reality to you, you desire, you crave that consistency. You want to meditate upon Him. You want to talk to Him. You want to praise Him. You thank Him for everything. You might not be doing great works that this world thinks of as great works. You might not be somebody that everybody looks to and says, oh, what a great person that is. Look at all of the wonderful things that they do. But just as Jesus Christ said, I look upon the heart. And as that little widow woman went through, He said, she's given more than all of them. Know this. Know this. And by His grace, He wants it for every single one of us. Every single one. And that's the beautiful thing about this relationship of faith and how it comes into our lives. And brothers and sisters, it truly becomes this consistency that there's a continual inflowing and outflowing of the love of God. Do you see? The Sea of Galilee all over the place, teeming with life, teeming with fishes. Because she receives and she gives out. I've seen lots of people try to give out. And give and give and give. But you know what? When you're not receiving anything in, you don't have anything profitable to give out. Oh, I might be able to serve you lots of soup. I might be able to build you a lot of houses. But if I don't give you the Word of God, I'm not giving you a thing. Know it. Know this. Testified to a man not too long ago, going to the Congo for, sixth, seventh time to bring medical help and these things. In the sight of the world, great. But why don't things change for people? Because there's no word. That's the only thing that will change you. That's the only thing that'll give you increase in your life. The only thing that'll bring you joy and peace and rest. Your belly, I might fill it today, but it'll be hungry tomorrow. But God said, let me tell you something. You drink of my cup and you'll never thirst again. You'll eat of my bread, and I'm going to tell you something. You'll be full, hungry. You'll be feeling so many things, but I'm going to tell you something. You'll be satisfied. But you'll want to feast with me daily, moment by moment. Praise God. Now, the way we really know we have this, brothers and sisters, is your love. Your love. And your love without hypocrisy. The Bible calls it without dissimulation. And you love always, you love everyone. And you love them the same. Jesus Christ and His love is the same. It's never changed. It's right there. It's just how much are you going to let this wineskin increase? How much are you going to let Him grow up in you? How much do you want to partake in fellowship with Him when He's done so much for you? You talk about a mutual benefit. Oh, Lord, it's all for me. He says, yes, but you don't realize what you're doing for me, honey. Yeah, it is, as the brother used to say often, it's a love match, praise His name. But brothers and sisters, it really does sound a lot like the love of Jesus Christ, and praise be to God, that's what it is. Thinking about this too, I remember many times, not just Brother Hill, but some others, talking about how the diamonds cut diamonds. And I've always appreciated that. And I'm thankful to God that truly the Lord is working on us. But if we're going to use that analogy as well too, don't stop with just that. Understand really what's going on there about those diamonds cutting diamonds. Do you know that the diamonds that are used to cut diamonds, the ones that cut never become the masterpiece? Think about it. Really think. It's the one that receives the cutting. The one that is still. That's the one that becomes the masterpiece. All right? So take all of it. Take it all, brothers and sisters. And I believe this is where James is getting to. This is where James is going. Faith without the working of love. I want to be an edifying vessel. I want to anoint my brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to wash your feet with the love of God. I want to pour over your head His word. I wouldn't be doing this if He didn't give me a heart for that. I want you to know that. And you wouldn't be here if He didn't give you a heart for it either. Pray for me. Because we're fighting the good fight of faith, aren't we? Pray for me that I know who I am in Christ. That I know the hope of His calling. And that by grace we yield to it. All right? Now, so it's Christ in us, brothers and sisters, that is the hope of glory. Christ Jesus, His perfect life in you. His perfect love in me. Isn't that wonderful? Think about this. An all-surrendering vessel. That's the potential in each and every one of His children. You have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You can say, well, it's harder for me. No, it's not. Nope. We're all on the same playing field. Grace. Love, truth, rest, peace, joy. Know it. God specifically brought you this way, encased in the body, encased in every experience. Your parents, your lack of parents, your great upbringing, your bad upbringing, your great job, your stinky job, it doesn't really matter. It's wonderful when you see it, isn't it? That's the reality of faith. That's the reality of the grace of God. It's been a precious time to think of this stuff. So, how about by grace, let it cause us to will and to do of His good pleasure? How about by the grace of God, we live the life of love in Jesus Christ and with Jesus Christ, that we do exude all the good works of faith? And what a workmanship of grace will become. And I see wondrous, every one of you, believe it or not, are a workmanship of grace. But how about a masterpiece of grace? How about stepping completely beyond any inhibitions that we've had? All the things that of this world, whatever it be, that wants to hold us back, that wants to weigh us down, and to say, forget that. That's not who I am in Christ. Praise God. Now, that faith, that most holy faith, give you a testimony. Praise God. Sun glory. That's what He's after in our lives, brothers and sisters. I appreciate how when a man truly loves his wife, I believe without exception, marrying couples, the Lord always has me come to the point where I talk to them about due benevolence. When you're in love with someone, I mean really in love with someone, you can't help but do due benevolence to them. That means acts of loving kindness, works, the works of love. And that's what this is. God is love. And His works are nothing but love. That's it. It's the motivator. It's not, well, I want to get on His good side. Get over that. You're already on His good side. You have His blood. Do you realize that you can't even be more favored? You're already highly favored. We're invited into the throne room just the same to come to sup in the name of Jesus. I'm there. And He covets that and He wants that. He said, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. That's without exception. That's all mankind. That's His purpose. That's why it makes me so, it just hurts so much when people say, well, you know, this one was chosen and this one was this and this predestination stuff. Yeah, on whom He foreknew. But the offer went out to all. Because let me tell you something, the blood of the Lamb was shed for all. All sin. All mankind. And not just to be saved, but to come into this. All right. And we've never left James. Know it. I didn't jump back to Ephesians. Just the same writer. Isn't that wonderful? It's the same word. What you going to let the Spirit reveal? Huh? What you going to let Him sing to you? What do you want to know? How much you want? Oh God, help us to say we'll go all the way. Hallelujah. Now, James was most likely written by the little James in Acts 21. I like that. See, there's different James in the Word of God. But this happened to be little James. Okay. Maybe smaller stature. I don't know. The pastor in Acts 12 in Jerusalem. The Lord's brother. Galatians 1:19. And I appreciate this because it always gives hope for me in certain cases. Just knowing that He abides faithful. But you know, none of Jesus' brothers became a follower of Him until after He died. So I quit getting upset. Not only does a prophet not have any you know, respect in his own land, sometimes even in his own home. The I am was dissed by his brothers. Yeah. And why? Because it superseded natural blood. Right. You must be born again. You must see the Lamb. You must see the need of the blood of Jesus for your life. But then, praise God, after his resurrection, it said that Jesus appeared to Peter, to 500 others, and to James in 1 Corinthians 15:7. And at that time, James became a follower, and later on, such a leader and a mighty leader in professing the name and the gospel of Christ. And I'll tell you, in Jerusalem. And if you know much about history, Jerusalem was a pretty scary place back then. They had your head on a platter pretty quick if you were professing the name of Jesus at that time. A lot of martyrs at that time, praise his name. Now, even the Apostle Paul in Galatians, brothers and sisters, 3 years after his experience on the road to Damascus, it said he met with Peter and with James, the Lord's brother, in Galatians 1, 18 and 19. So he met at that time with, the very first time he met with Peter and then with James, the Lord's brother. But then 14 years later, Paul goes again to Jerusalem and meets this time with James and Peter and John, those reputed to be pillars. That's in Galatians 2, 9. Now notice how that order changed. Let me tell you something. Words mean things. And in the Word of God, let me tell you something. Words mean things. The order of words mean great things. So you see that there was an announcement of, in a sense, Peter then James at the first. But you can see how things kind of turned a little bit around. That there was a preference. There was a sweet calling out. And James came forth in this. And it said, James and Peter and John, those pillars in Jerusalem. And it's wonderful how he became truly, really the head of the movement of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. And then it goes on later when Peter came to Antioch to meet with Paul and some of the believers, including the Gentiles. And it says there in Galatians 2:12, when certain men came from James. See, James was entertaining brothers and sisters in Christ that were Gentiles as well as Jews. It didn't matter. He saw that the love of Christ, it superseded everything. He wanted all men to be saved. He had no problem. But what happened there was when certain men came from James, Peter backed off on his friendliness and his fellowship with the Gentiles, and Paul had to confront him with his legality. But this brother James, he didn't have a problem. He loved the grace of God. And Peter had to be corrected. Yeah. How wonderful. Amazing when you get into the Word of God and start really reading it here. And not just skipping over things and stuff, what the Lord has for us. Now, we're getting ready. But we must always keep in mind that James is a kingdom apostle. Always keep that in mind. And not a church-age apostle, as was Paul. And rightfully dividing the word of truth, it is so very important to see that and to know this. But know this as well. There is much to be applied in this type and in the evidence of faith in our lives, as we've read earlier, that all Scripture is profitable. And it was a sweet little side note as well, too, as I mentioned to a sister some weeks back. I said, you know, the Lord has James on my heart, but man, I'll tell you what, I'm encouraged with it, but man, James takes a lot of time. She says, well, no wonder. It says there, let patience have her perfect work. It takes time. And I'm grateful to God that, you know, we're going to take time as we go through this. And as we launch into this, I just encourage our hearts, brothers and sisters, take into perspective the very image of Jesus Christ, what his faith, the growing of grace and that faith in our lives results. So let's go ahead and read the first four verses tonight. And I believe we can get through these at least first four verses. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, in the same wondrous humility of Brother Paul, as he addressed those Philippians, a servant, a bondsman, he's a proud prisoner of Jesus Christ. He's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He's not ashamed of his brother that he grew up with. He's so thankful for the Lamb of God. And the only way, brothers and sisters, that we will ever be a vessel that could ever add to the usefulness of the husband, because that's what vessel means. The epitome meaning of the word vessel is that which adds to the usefulness of the husband. Know that. Let God just impress that upon your heart. That's a vessel. Praise be to God. But the only time that we will ever enter into that, that we could ever yield to that, is in humility, when we humble ourselves unto the Lord, just like this precious brother, just like precious brother Paul. My son reminded me with a sweet little saying the other day that he picked up in school. Selfless. Selfless is not thinking less of yourself, but rather thinking of self less and less. Did you get that? See? Selfless is not, again, thinking less of ourselves, but rather thinking of self less and less. And I just go on with it and saying, and so less until it becomes all about Him. That all that remains is Christ in me, the hope of glory. That Jesus Christ in Him alone would be magnified, brothers and sisters. Only being found in His righteousness. And I really do hope that kind of has us sink a little bit down in our pews tonight. It's about time. It's about time to give it up. And truly let God. Let this patience dwell upon you. Praise His name. Now, notice here as he starts too. It says that to the 12 tribes. And this is so important, rightfully dividing the word of God. Remember we always talk about who's speaking? Well, we got James speaking. He's a kingdom apostle. All right? And who's being spoken to? The 12 tribes. There's something said here specifically to the Jew. We understand there's wondrous, glorious types all in this. Wonderful applications all going along. But understand, there's one interpretation. Understand that this is the Word of God and who He's speaking to. And then what's being spoken about? Praise be to God. Faith. Listen. It's what pleases God. It's impossible to please God without faith. James is important. Vitally important to us, brothers and sisters. All right. Now, he's not beating around the bush here either as he starts in, does he? When you are scattered, see as it says here, the 12 tribes which are scattered. That means that they were in dispersion. You know, they were hiding, all of these different things. There was a lot of fear going on because they were being sought out to be killed. But see, when that's going on, brothers and sisters, the trembling, the suffering for Christ's sake, it's time to be reminded, count it all joy. When a brother or sister in Christ tells you to count it all joy, don't say, well, yeah, I know that. You heard me say that before, because you know what? You just told me that you don't know it. You don't understand it. Tell it to me a million times over. And by the grace of God, may I always bow and say, thank you, Jesus, for that cold cup of water. Thank you, my brother and sister in Christ, for bringing me the comfort and the Word of God. That's what it is. Happy are ye, because the power of Christ is resting upon us. And notice here he says, brethren, the family of God, rest. This is the perfect will of God going on. See, we're living our Red Sea as well too, brothers and sisters. Now let him part it. And you know how you part it? How he parts it? Count it all joy. Count it all joy. I face Red Sea every day. How about you? Oh, you're just dramatic. No, I'm not. It's called by faith. And is anything hard for God? No. So everything by the grace of God that we face, believe it or not, nothing's hard for Him. So let's just call it a Red Sea. Praise His name. And I expect through that Red Sea to be walking across on dry ground, because that's the only way He does it. But let's, by the grace of God, not just count it all joy when it's done. The joy is in the trial. It is, brother. You know it. The exciting part is when you can rejoice in the midst of a furnace. When you know this thing should be taking you down. When you know that this thing should be absolutely destroying you. But you're giving praise and thanks to God. You know that, lo, I am with ye always. Praise His name. Come on now. This is exciting stuff. You say, oh, but I want to see Him in that furnace. Let me tell you something. You better see Him in that furnace. And greater is Him, he that believes and hasn't seen with these. What do you think about that? You think He might even be showing you more favor? A better thing for us? Do you believe the Word of God or not? Oh, but Jesse, I don't see any miracles anymore. You know, where's the healing? Oh my goodness. I pray for you. It's all over the place. And let it start in here. Praise God. Let that healing begin. But brothers and sisters, we're to rejoice in that these things aren't strange. That this is part of the glory road. That if we will endure it with joy, we will be glorified together with Him. Jointly reigning as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. And praise be to God, there is nothing that is even worthy to be compared. And actually where that goes is, it's not even worthy to be uttered. Don't even go thinking about it. There's nothing that compares with what is to come. Hallelujah. About that future. Hallelujah. Now this temptation, brothers and sisters, in verse 2, and we'll kind of hurry along here. You see where it says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers or different types of temptations here. Know that this word temptation is very different from the temptation that we'll get to, God willing, when it, in verse 14, where it says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. These are two different types of temptation. The temptation we're dealing with here in verse 2 is a precious thing. It's the testing under trial. These are God's appointments of testing in our lives. These are the before ordained good works that we should walk therein. These are the trophies and the rewards of glory to glory that grow us up into all things in Christ Jesus. These aren't the temptings of verse 14, which are the fleshly solicitations into evil, which God has no part of, because it's not of God to tempt man. So understand this, that as he tells us here, my brother, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. Those are the before ordained good works that ye should walk therein. I'm talking about the sufferings for Christ's sake. Hallelujah. Come on now. Rejoice. This is glory time. The treasure, the reward. We need to be encouraged in these things. I know we get weary. Lord, this has been a long one. But praise be to God, it might be the last one. It might be the one that is the last overcoming trial that I see your precious face. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Praise His name. How wondrous this is. Now, brothers and sisters, so knowing this, see in verse 3 where it says knowing this, and there isn't really maybe a more precious word in the Word of God a lot of times than know. Knowing this. You know this. Yes, you do. I see people say, no, I don't. Yes, you do. My sheep know and hear my voice. You know this. This isn't something that's hard to be understood. There's no doubt here. There's no gray. There's no blurred vision. It's exact, complete, and full knowing. Intimate as a husband is with a wife. That's what this word means. That the trying of your faith. This is so personal. Look how he says your faith worketh patience. 2 Corinthians 6:4. Approving ourselves the ministers of God in much patience. Think how many people think, oh, I want to be a minister. I want to be a missionary. I want to be a this. Well, you want to be a minister of God? You know how you prove yourself? Be patient. Be still. Endure. Let God, let patience, as we've read, have her perfect work. And tribulation, brothers and sisters, need I say any more, worketh patience. And patience, brothers and sisters, is so vital to us. And only patience, and only through patience, can we wait for Him. Did you know that? Only through patience can you wait for Him. Only through patience can you love His appearing. Only through patience, brothers and sisters, can we run for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, because we run with patience. That's it. And you're going to be tried because you need more patience. Patience, if you want to think about it, is like the fuel. It gives you the drive. It gives you the vision. It keeps you going by God's grace. And how are you going to get patience? Tribulation. Happy are ye. Lord, I need to read this all night long. I'm despairing of my life, but I've never gone down that race course that far that fast. Boy, I got a good stretch of ground down, huh? It's the truth. Increasing at an increasing rate. How He just continues to propel us down that course. Now, brothers and sisters, patience must have her perfect work. And this perfect work means fully matured and complete work. See, there's no shortcuts to God's best. There isn't. She's fully finished. She's complete. She'll be tested and tried in every manner, wanting nothing. The most tender places. You know, God, why don't you just hit me with those things that don't seem to be so hard? Like that brother over there. Or that sister over there. Give me her trial. I can do that one. My goodness, God help me to say something like that. Like I tell you, when the Lord called me in to preach, and I so appreciated how the Lord encouraged my heart. Them some big shoes to fill, son. And it wasn't being snotty, it wasn't being smarty. It was just the love of God speaking. Oh no, I know I could never fill those shoes, nor would I want to. I got my own. He gave me my own pair. You can't have them. My camel's mine. Much as sometimes I'd like to give them away. I know it's what must be to win His best. So I'll close it up. So here she is, patience in me. Let patience have her perfect work. Patience, believe it or not, you can think, well, I'm the most impatient person in the world. Well, that's not really who you are in Christ. He gave you all that spirit of patience to run. And to run well, to run to finish with joy. You have that. Don't think that you don't. That's just the enemy giving you an excuse to defeat you, make you lazy, whatever you want to call it. It's an excuse and it will defeat you. You have patience. But when you are born again, you got a little sister of patience. The question is now, you're going to let her grow up. Huh? Is she going to become that fully finished, completed Shulamite? That glorious woman of patience, brothers and sisters. How much are we willing, as it says in verse 4, here's the key to it. Let. Let. It's there. Let the Holy Spirit, that full of the Holy Ghost life, that's the fruit of the Spirit that's going to come forth, that's going to shine and be magnified. She's going to be known that way. It takes all of it, a complete letting go. There's nothing withheld. Brothers and sisters, this is the evidence of glory. We can know it up here. We can talk about it right here. But if it's not raining in here, it ain't here. It's not. And it's not growing. And that's the thing, and growing from glory to glory. And brothers and sisters, if it's not raining in our hearts, we truly miss the mark. We ran beating the air. We ran beating our chest. I don't want to run like that. And at the end, all you'll end up with is being beat. Because one runner wins. That's there in 1 Corinthians 9:24. Her strides are evident. They are glory upon glory upon glory. And this is the evidence of the works of faith, brothers and sisters, is the Holy Ghost having full reign in our life. The evidence of the fruit of the Spirit multiplying and increasing in us at an increasing rate. Isn't it marvelous? I've said it many times as you kind of stand back. The greatest one to watch by the grace of God is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Becoming that man, that woman that you know you could never, ever be. And you sit back in absolute amazement and you think, my goodness, really at times, who is that? It's the truth. But it's who you are in Christ. Isn't that just so awesome? That is who we are in Christ. And that, brothers and sisters, is the vessel that adds to the usefulness of the husband. Because she edifies the entire body. See, you might think, well, I'm going to edify this one, and I'm not going to edify that one, and this one, and that. But you're not. Because that testimony does not have the consistent work of love. And it'll be known. He'll make that known. You see what I'm saying? I don't want, like Brother Paul said, I don't want to do anything by His grace against to take away from the gospel of Christ. I don't want to hinder you. And I know you don't want to hinder the Lord either. I know you don't. By God's grace, you don't. But His love doesn't pick and choose. It doesn't. And you're saying, well, brother, why are you hitting on love so much? Because the Church of Philadelphia is brotherly love. And I've got a spirit given me an unction to give you an urging that we need to love and love and love and love. Amen. Praise His name. Brothers and sisters, the treasure in the earthen vessel is the mother lode. And it's a testimony. My goodness, such a wonderful testimony that attracts the attention of the saints of the Most High. You know what I'm saying? When you really fall in love with the Lord, and as you really fall in love with the Lord, it's not the saints that have, in a sense, if God used you that way, great, as long as you give glory to God. But it wasn't the saints that made these great achievements, in a sense, that man would say, wow, that's a great achievement. The attraction is the saint that has grown up into Him in all things. It's that one that shines. That one you just say, that, I'm telling you, that's Jesus Christ all over that life. That's the glory of God walking right there. Praise His name, the confidence, the boldness, the love of God just radiating off of that life. And often, brothers and sisters, those are the lives that this world has passed completely by. Because it's the life like Brother Paul. At the very end, all in Asia have forsaken me. If you think you're going to go through this life loving Jesus, falling in love with Him, and you think that they're going to put you up and have a parade for you on this earth, you're nuts and you're wrong. It's not going to happen. You're going to be like Him. You might even be despised of all men. I don't know how far God's going to take it. He's given us some sweet fellowship right here. We have a lot of saints that really love the Lord. How wonderful. How merciful. God knows what we need. We're living in a tough time. We need to be encouraged through one another that Jesus is coming. And His reward is with Him. And He's going to make known to all that He has loved thee. And what a reward that is. But brothers and sisters, this is the one that attracts the attention of the saints of the Most High. She is beloved. Her family rises up and calls her blessed. Huh? She is the virtuous woman, brothers and sisters, because she has let in all the grace. She has let in all of the grace. For Him to complete His workmanship. Praise be to God. That's the working of faith. And that's by His grace what we're going to proceed in with this. It is the grace of God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and stand and be dismissed.